rest of the story. Ben fidgeted anxiously in the counselor's waiting room. Was he doing the right thing, he wondered? Did he really need professional help with his problem? Oh, yes, he needed help. There could be nothing gained in denying it now. Of course, it's still going to be embarrassing. Suddenly, the receptionist called Ben's name. Already frazzled, he fairly sprang from his chair. Moments later, the counselor was shaking Ben's hand. Sensing his barely submerged frustration, he tried to put him at ease. Whatever the difficulty was, he said, it was surely not as monumental as he perceived it. Oh, said Ben, it was a virtual disaster, and the name of that disaster was Ginger, a 13-year-old keg of vitriolic dynamite. Ginger, Ben's stepdaughter. That's why Ben had sought the aid of a family therapist, to get things straightened out between him and this impossible child. The counselor smiled sympathetically. Perhaps it would be best, he said, to begin at the beginning. And so Ben despondently related the rest of the story. Little Ginger and her mother had been a happy twosome since the former was seven. But the mother was then divorced, and the girl was barely 11 when Ben came into the picture. Within 10 months, he and Ginger's mother were talking marriage. The child had never liked Ben when he was courting her mother, liked him considerably less after the wedding. They lived together in Arkansas most of the year. Yet every trip Ben and his wife Mary took alone, Ginger interpreted as rejection. As time passed, the girl grew more vociferous in her objections to the man who had intruded on her childhood. Ben invited Ginger to spend the summer with him and Mary in Maine. The youngster adamantly refused, so Ben and Mary stayed in Arkansas, and Ginger spent as little time around them as possible. Most of the while, when the child would talk back to Ben, the stepfather would hold his tongue. But inevitably, there were the occasions when Ben lost his temper. That, of course, made matters worse. In fact, Ginger rarely spoke to Ben anymore, seldom even looked at him except to respond yes or no under her breath. So now Ben's about to cross the threshold of his emotional endurance. What, he beseeched the therapist, what was he to do? The counselor nodded. He smiled faintly. Ben had deluded himself if he'd thought any child would accept a step-parent in only a year or two. Also, it was likely that Ben did not fully appreciate Ginger's point of view. It was a long session in the counselor's office that afternoon. There would be many others like it, and many books and many articles on the subject to be digested, but Ben saw it through because Ben was willing to admit that he didn't know it all, after all. In the end, it was mostly time that healed the family's wounds, which you have just heard described. After Ben conceded that he didn't know it all, after all. But don't let it be forgot that once upon a time there was a baffled stepfather named Ben who broke down and consulted experts on the topic of child rearing and parenting, who anxiously and on the brink of failure sought the guidance of counselors and authors. Because you know Ben, but you know him after he grew up as the child-rearing expert, Dr. Benjamin Spock. And now, you know the rest of the story.